Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We started out yesterday talking about what happened last week in Charlottesville and some of the atrocities that were a result of hatred and bigotry. And the question we left off with was how do you deal with this? Right? How do we move forward from this difficult situation? And clearly the president of the United States did much more harm than good. He's created a divisive situation. He's pitted people against each other. And he's meant to heal, and he should have taken a much different tack than he did. But call it judgment, call it stupidity, whatever the case is, he took a very bad problem and made it even worse. So how do we stop fueling this anger? You see these people, a group of narrow-minded, largely uneducated, ignorant people that created something, that started this whole thing by being hateful to other people. How do you stop fueling this? So here's a thought. You hear a news story and it bothers you. You have to acknowledge it. I think we've all acknowledged this at this point. And then start to focus your energy in another direction. Because here's what happens. The more you tune into the media and you give that machine your attention, and all of a sudden you're watching and you're listening and you're hearing pundits with their opinions going on over and over and over again, the more it fuels you and the angrier you become. There's a fine line between being informed and being consumed. That's the thing. Yes, we want to know what's going on, but do you want to get sucked into this whole thing? And the answer to the question is, I hope, is no. Right? We don't want to be consumed by this. We want to get on with our lives. We want to focus on other more positive things. But if you get into this downward spiral, right, come to the realization that at this moment, there's not a lot that you can do to rectify the situation, right? You may have crossroads in your life where things will come up, decisions you can make. Maybe you can influence certain things, but there's not a lot right now that you can do other than help people heal and to move on and to focus your energy in a different area. Right? You just don't want things to get worse. And certainly one thing that's not going to help you is watching this stuff over and over again and hearing everyone's opinion and everybody weigh in. Right? What happened, happened. It's an awful situation. It's now time to try to heal from that. The path to healing is not repetition. It's not more fuel. It's focusing on things that are more positive. Start by changing the channel to watch something that's uplifting. Start by getting off those social media outlets where you're seeing all that negativity. Start by surrounding yourself with wonderful people that aren't talking about all this stuff that's happening right now. And let's start to focus on the healing. Let's start to focus on the positives, and let's start to focus on moving forward. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click to other links on iTunes or Stitcher to pull on the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about resisting the need to engage with people that have strong opposing viewpoints to your own. For today, just find ways to stop fueling the anger, surround yourself with positivity, and let's begin the healing process.